Welcome to Typical Topical, the show that is uneducated and intoxicated, and now it's musicized. Musicized.
Don't know. Musical opening?
Yeah. I don't know. We might change it every week, because that's just GarageBand on my iPhone. Just making shit up. So maybe we'll change it every week. It's kind of fun.
It is kind of fun.
Let's do different shit.
Last week was kind of fun with the, intoxicated.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I am your host, Chris Ecke. As always, my co-host, he is across the table here.
Mark.
Today, episode 21. We were recorded on April 30th, 2016, that last day of April of 2016 there will ever be.
You know, I know there's no, podcasts can't really drink, but is our show old enough to drink? Because we have 21 episodes?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not years, but we have 21 episodes, so it's 21 now,
like
right?
Episodes like a year, I guess, yeah.
So we have until November, but...
So episode 21, we are brought to you by, let's see here, I got Kona Longboard, Captain Morgan, we got Bud Light Limerita.
Is it light? And Sobieski Vodka.
Sobieski Vodka, ooh. And we also have some Senor Herrera.
Senor Herrera?
Some pretty good stuff. I got it because I think that is after Jack Herrera, who is...
Mr. Herrera?
Yeah, which I've also heard, I believe he is the guy behind Sensei Star. I'm not sure on that, but...
What's Sensei Star?
Sensei Star is like one of the best kind of weeds I've ever smoked in my life.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get. So with that, let's shoot the bull. Oh, I don't even have a shot made up for me yet.
Well, I'll clinky your...
I'm going to do just a half shot because we're going places tonight.
We are going places tonight, so we'll be responsible.
So, I mean, we're not driving, so...
Yeah, we're not... We don't
have to drive. Ooh, there's some head right there.
You like the head. Yeah. Or you like giving head, sorry. It's two different. Yeah. There's a difference there.
Slight. So, what's new, Mark?
With me? Well... I thought I'd do a lot more work on it, but my uncle completed a restoring his 1972 Honda SL100 with a 125 slop in it, which he's
swap,
as in swapping out.
Oh,
good try though.
Yeah. Slop would have been just as nice.
Yeah, but no, I'm buying a motorcycle off my uncle, and it's a freaking, they used to call it an Indo, or Euros, Indo, oh my god, I forgot what it was. They call them dual sports now, because, I mean, it's mainly a dirt bike, but you can ride it on the street. Endo sport? I'm going to have to look it up. Don't quote me on that.
Okay, well, we just did.
But, yeah, no, I got a nice motorcycle coming my way. I'll post pictures of me sitting on it all sexy-like, and... People that are on my Facebook, or follow me on my actual Facebook will see pictures of it, but...
You standing next to it.
Standing next to it, not even riding it, just
Of you all cut up after the first time you fall.
All the asphalt in my face. Yeah. Because I forgot to put my helmet on.
You're grave after you get hit by a car.
It only goes like 55 miles an hour.
So other cars can go fast and kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take that much speed to kill, so...
Mm-mm. Just a right spot in the back of your head and you're done.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I will. But, yeah, besides that, I mean, I'm finally excited to actually get on a motorcycle now that I've had my permit for like 6 months and still haven't gotten a motorcycle, but now I'm really stoked because I mean, my family's been big with motorcycles, so I mean, going on those cruise drives with my uncle, just talking about them, he's getting really excited, so I'm excited, you know?
Yeah. I could tell. Your pants are shrinking, as in you're getting a boner. That's
Yes.
what that joke is about.
Yes. But I have to get bigger pants because I can't sit on the motorcycle with a boner with tight pants. So I have to get some, you know,
Well, sure you can.
big baggy jeans. Well, it'd be uncomfortable. Riding for a while, you know, I'm sure it'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah, probably.
Chapped penis. Yeah, it'd be bad.
To match your chafed nipples.
The boner only comes
If
from the
you white
vibrations of
people
the
and your
motorcycle.
chafed nipples, that's so
Chafing.
weird.
Chafe, dude, are you talking about the boogie boarding story I told you the
Like,
other day?
well, just in general, white people always have a problem with like chafed nipples. They
I've only ever had that once because I was boogie boarding with a t-shirt on
like
in
I
the
bet if you
ocean.
did a lot of running, you'd be the type of person to put band-aids on their nipple because they chafe.
No.
You know,
But,
I think every
okay.
white person does that when they run.
The round,
Like
little
every
round, the little round
white
band-aids, right?
male avid runner,
With
yeah,
the little round band-aids on?
or they have some kind of cream. I don't know.
I'd probably just end up
My
putting
nipples still
tassels on there.
chafe. You're running, so they're like,
You're running and they're
they're just
spinning.
going back and forth.
You
That'd
know
be
you're
cool.
running properly
Oh
when they're
yeah.
spinning.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You can still wear a shirt, just cut out the nipples and have tassels.
Oh, yeah, hanging out, yeah. That'd work.
That'd be fucking funny to do. That'd be awesome.
That'd be a good video just to post.
Yeah. If anybody wants to do that, please do that.
Yeah.
And send it our way.
Especially women.
Yeah, or overweight dudes.
Me?
All right, well, that's cool.
Got better cleavage than most, so, I mean, I could do it pretty well.
It's hairier than most also,
Yeah.
so.
Most hairiest cleavage you've ever seen in the
Yeah, I
world.
don't know about best.
A bearded cleavage.
Gross.
Better than calling it pubes, right?
It's your chest pubes.
My chest beard.
Your chest pubes down to your ball fro.
Ball fro. Oh. Oh. So, what's, anything new with you? No?
Not really, besides the fact that apparently we have like quite a good amount of like listeners. It's consistent, is what I looked at the numbers for like the first time.
Oh, really?
And so that kind of made me like, okay, well maybe we should be more on it. So for our listeners
Keep.
out there, we'll try to be more on it
Yeah,
as we post them
since we know
quicker.
that we actually do have some listeners, so I mean.
Let me kind of explain what's happening right now, which is really weird, and I don't know why it's happening. So we record, and then we have to convert the file we recorded, since we recorded on a tablet. We have to convert that file to a different type of file, and that usually didn't take that long, but now it's been taking like, no joke, like 2 days to do it
Yeah,
for
it's
some weird
just
reason.
to load because I think it's all the memory that's saved up
Maybe,
on the
yeah.
tablet from all the prior episodes and stuff. It's
Yeah.
slowing down the tablet so the conversion rate's slower and yada yada, but.
And so by the time that gets done, then when we post it onto Podomatic, which is our host site, they hold our RSS address and everything. We put it on there, and it gets distributed, so to speak, throughout. For some reason, when I load up the episode, it will connect it to the previous episode. So, like, episode 20 was connected to episode 19 for some weird reason. So I have to kind of post it twice. And so there's going to be times where you may get a notification, oh, episode 21's posted, and
Two
then you're
days
like,
later.
yeah, and then it's gone like right later. But then there'll be another one that's posted. Hopefully when we get a computer here, that problem will be solved. I'm sure it will, because when you're working on tablets, you're working for the most part with like mobile versions of websites. So it's not like, not as much control, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
So
just
so
if you
like
can bear with
I
us.
load the episode, the file from a tablet onto the Podomatic website, and then I have to go onto a computer once it's loaded onto the Podomatic, once it's onto our memory there. Then I gotta go to a computer and log in, and then reconnect everything, create a whole new episode from there. So it's kind of weird.
It's a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
So if all of you out there could just bear with us until we get a good setup. I mean, this is
But
a
we
brand new
appreciate you.
podcast. We're both new to this, so.
We're not that new. This is our 21st episode. We're
Out of
like
how many weeks we've been
salty
doing this?
dogs
So we can't say,
now.
yeah, episode 21, but it's not week 21.
No, yeah.
It's like week 30.
Yeah, at least.
40.
Well, I don't know. It hasn't been 10 months.
No.
Yeah, so other than that, like nothing's really new, but it was really cool because I was talking to one listener. And he was like saying how like him and his wife will stay up and listen and like wake up their kid because he'll laugh and shit. So that was kind of cool. And like he lets his mom listen to us, which I thought was funny. And like she apparently like she like dies laughing and stuff.
Well,
So
that's really good to hear, though.
it's encouraging.
I mean, we're actually getting some response to make
Yeah.
us feel good about podcasting. I mean, keep going with it.
Yeah, so we'll get better set up here, and they'll be more, and our intros won't sound so bad because we'll put typical in like an actual fucking computer,
Yeah.
not play it from my phone.
An
Uneducated.
uneducated.
Oh,
Oh, and intoxicated.
that's a great song. But speaking of music here, and we didn't talk about it on our last episode, I think, because we were too busy like celebrating, selfishly celebrating our 20th episode and
Yes,
420 and stuff.
that is true.
But and we didn't even mention it, which I kind of feel like, well, we can't mention every death, so fuck it. But we're mentioning it now, so
Because
fuck
we've lost a
shit.
lot of musical
Yeah,
legends recently.
first David Bowie, and now death of a prince. Prince is dead. Prince died on April 21st, 2016, which I believe was Wednesday. No,
Yeah, I believe
or
so.
Thursday or some shit like that.
You know, it might be too soon, but just to throw out there, is he now literally considered the artist formerly known as Prince? Literally now.
Yeah.
Sorry if
Yep.
that was too soon, sorry, but I mean
Yeah, that was pretty good. Did
that
you think of that
yeah, just
yourself?
now.
Wow.
Yeah, just now.
Wow. That was
I
great.
got my good
That
moments.
was
I got my
good.
good
That's
moments.
good. Yeah. It is sad though, because he was a great artist. I mean, to be honest, a lot of people didn't really give a shit until he died. Like a lot of people loved him in
Yeah.
his time. Like, 80s, early 90s, like even later. But like within like the fat past like 5, 10 years, like no one really gave a shit.
Yeah.
But that doesn't take away his legendary
Oh
status,
yeah. Well, to be honest, from my point of view, with him, he's a legend in the music industry. I wasn't like a follower, a fan. I knew he was a legend and I respected that. The flamboyant ways that he did was a little different, but I mean, I didn't hate on him or Michael Jackson for their different outfits that they wore that were very creative and yada yada. But like with his music, I know more of the stuff that he wrote and other artists performed. Like they turned it into their own song. Like all the songs that he wrote for other artists and stuff.
Yeah.
I know more of those songs than
Of his
his.
songs.
Like I know Purple Rain, but I couldn't sing the lyrics besides Purple Rain, like I don't even know if that's how it goes.
Chocolate
Chocolate
rain. Some say dry, but others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
Rain.
I was so glad when I heard it wasn't that guy. I was like, oh, Chocolate Rain died? Oh no.
Oh,
Okay, Purple
Purple
Rain.
Rain.
Woo! You guys have. No, I'm just kidding, guys. listeners out there. But no, yeah, it was sad. It was, it's a sad day for the music industry. I don't know what they said his, cause of death was. From what I'm hearing, he had prescription drugs on him. That's what I heard last. I don't know if it's in
Yeah.
him, on him. I know he, I heard he was sick before,
They landed a flight that he was on because he had pneumonia or flu or something like a week or a couple days before he passed. Like they landed a emergency landed a plane, I believe. I'm not don't quote me on that, but that's something I've heard.
You keep saying that, but we're recording you and quoting you.
Okay, don't quote me.
We
It's on the
are.
record.
We
But
are quoting you. It's
don't
gonna
say
say.
my stuff is fact. What I say is not fact.
It's good.
It's
Well,
what I've
the quote is
heard.
gonna say, "My stuff is fact." Quote. My wait. It's gonna say. Yeah. It's gonna say dot dot dot. My stuff is fact. The dot 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 prior to my stuff is fact is you say don't say. So we're taking your what you we're taking your quote out of
Okay.
context. Oh, I should be a journalist,
Well,
man.
you should. You should.
And just
That's
take
why you're the
everybody's
host, and I'm
shit
just
out of
the
context and fucking.
guy that sits on the couch next to you. No, but yeah, no. I heard that a plane was landed because he was the person on the plane that was sick or something was happening to him. They landed the plane, got him off the plane. He was in the hospital, yada yada. And then a week or a couple days later, he passed.
Oh.
It's what I heard.
Huh. Well, what I was like thinking was so David Bowie dies, Prince dies. We're not really left with too many of our,
Great.
of our great
Left about
musicians.
until they die, and then they're like, oh man, they were great.
But from our generation, who's gonna take that role in the future? Yeah, see, like, what the fuck? Like, that's gonna be our, like, generations contribute to music? Like, that's fucked up.
He's not even American. He's fucking Canadian.
I don't know.
No, Bowie's British, though, right?
Yeah. Music now is, like, just, like, that kind of shit.
It's all the club
It's
shit
hard to think of
nowadays.
like one artist that's gonna like
Break the
make an
mold.
impact or break the mold or yeah or like
Put something else out there.
yeah.
Well,
I
honestly,
mean
if you think about it, I think, oh my God. Lady Gaga's done pretty well.
yeah, but I wouldn't
Like
like.
she kind of followed like the Madonna route.
Yeah, Madonna, David
Oh, there's
Bowie,
another one,
Embry.
Madonna. Madonna's
Like,
getting
it's.
up there in age.
Yeah.
She seems healthy. She's still fucking touring though.
Yeah. And, like, I think her being so weird and crazy is kind of, like.
Keeping it.
Kind of fucked her out of that, like.
Shock. The new shock
Well,
you.
kept her out of that super legendary. Like, she's, like, Hall of Fame, and then legendary's the next level. She's, like, Hall of Fame. Like, I
Yeah.
think her antics have kept her out of that legendary level.
Oh, speaking of
Until she
legends,
dies.
speaking of, well, not legends, but what did we say? What's before legends?
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Vanilla Ice did the Today Show. I guess it was like they were celebrating the 90s or 80s. I think it was 90s. And he sang Ice Ice Baby, and they had the original Ninja Turtle movie, Ninja Turtles, as his backup dancers.
That's cool.
I still haven't seen the video because my phone was
Wait,
like.
it's Ice Ice Baby or Ninja Rap?
No, it was Ice Ice
Oh.
Baby. He performed Ice Ice Baby, and they were dancing in the background,
Vanilla Ice was on
supposedly.
the Dan Patrick show a couple weeks ago, and he said he wrote Ninja Rap in like 20 minutes.
I believe it. Go
Yeah.
ninja, go ninja,
And
go ninja. I mean, that's.
he said he wrote Ice Ice Baby in like 45 minutes.
I believe it. He was listening to a David Bowie song, and let's just add another dink
Yes.
in there. Yes.
Yeah. Two artists that stick out in my mind that are like just doing something different and artistically are just on a completely different level than any other counterpart is Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole.
Kendrick Lamar, yes,
Those two, they're lyrically and just like content wise and just beyond that, there are artists on so many different levels. So those two,
Did he put out an unnamed album with unnamed songs? It was just like
yeah,
track 1, 2, 3, and 4, and
it's like all unreleased, unmastered tracks that,
that's fucking cool though.
yeah,
I heard one or two songs on Pandora, and
they're
they
pretty
sounded
good.
good. They sounded really good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they had. Didn't they have Kendrick Lamar perform at like the Grammys or Oscars?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he won something too, didn't he? That night?
No.
He
No,
just
he
performed.
yeah, he was up for well, this was a few years ago, but he was up for new best new artist at the Grammys and lost to fucking what's it, Macklemore.
Oh, fucking Macklemore.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Fucking Mac. I mean, your shit's good. I don't hate on it.
Or is it,
But it's
maybe it
like,
wasn't
you can't
best
take
new
a song.
artist, but maybe it was it might have been best rap album. I think it was
Maybe.
best rap album. Yeah, it
Did
was best.
Macklemore beat him out, though?
Yeah.
See, Macklemore shit's cool. I enjoy it. But it's not like I'm gonna go buy a song or buy an album.
Yeah, I'm
I
not
bought
liking
what
Macklemore.
thrift store or whatever it was. I bought that song, and that was like the only song I bought.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like him. I don't really
And who the
like him.
fuck is Ryan Lewis?
Yeah, he's the guy that makes the beat all the beats, or is he just the guy that makes some of them? But like Macklemore's like, we've been best friends since middle school,
He's
and
like
we always said we'd stick together. You know, like.
Ryan, okay, is it like Macklemore featuring Ryan Lewis, right? Or is it opposite? Who's featuring who,
Isn't it
usually?
wait? Isn't it Macklemore and Ryan Lewis?
I don't know. Anyways, but Macklemore and Ryan Lewis is kind of like,
Cheech and Chong.
fucking Get the fuck out here with
Yeah,
it. You made me fucking lose my concentration. I had a good point to make, you fucker. yeah,
the Dukes
no,
of Hazzard. Scrubs.
Ryan Lewis is like the guy that does the
The Allstate
electronic, no,
commercials.
the electronic beats for Linkin Park. He's never in the music videos, but he's on the concert tour.
No, the Asian guy.
He's never in the
Yeah,
videos,
he is.
hitting the buttons.
Yeah.
Do do do
Because I remember that
do
was kind of a thing like back in middle school. So like one of my friends, she was like, "Oh, you look like him," and I was like that I would do an impression of him and how he would like look like he's rocking out, but all he's doing is pushing buttons, and like he'd get so into it in the music video. It was like he would jump and time his jumps to hit his like button,
his
like
one button.
boom, you know, like he's doing something, you know, like so important. He's just
Funny.
it was,
This track is about to end.
I need to loop this track now.
Boom. Boom.
I'm gonna jump every time I need to do it though.
It's like right. Well,
Can
that's
we
what
do slow
Ryan Lewis
motion on
do.
that? Yeah,
This was
exactly.
what Ryan
Yeah.
Lewis does. He
But I think Ryan Lewis produces, so I think he makes the beats too.
makes the I believe all the music.
But you know what? I bet that Asian guy makes the fucking that part of the beat.
Yeah, well, yeah. Actually, you know, I watched a video. I don't know if it was a their music video or if it was just a performance video, but Linkin Park doing the. Which one was that? The piano opening. Dun, dun,
In the
dun,
end,
dun. I think so. Anyways, but the piano part was played on one of those synthesizers or whatever the fuck those are. It
the
wasn't even
piano played
played.
by the pianist.
The piano was played on a fucking DJ keyboard button pusher thing.
I kind of want to get a drum beat or a drum machine. That'd be cool.
You don't need a drum machine, get a fucking electronic keyboard, dude. I've been
Yeah.
wanting one for a while because I've been actually wanting to play piano. Piano would be fun.
Piano is pretty fun to play.
Yeah. I used to play Hey Jude on the piano.
It's funny because my brother's really good at playing piano, but I can probably count the number of times I've heard him play on like one hand. And he's played for years.
You can only think of a couple times that he's played. You've heard him play? Oh, wow.
Because he wouldn't play in front of us. See?
He played by himself.
He'd play when no one was home or like for his girlfriend. He plays
Electronic or like the
an
cute
actual piano.
actual piano?
Yeah,
That's
he
cool.
actually had a baby grand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he had to sell it when he moved to the East Coast.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, I just like one of those,
Electronic, yeah.
yeah, just electronic, Yamaha, Kawasaki, whatever the motorcycle brand makes on
Whatever
electronic keyboards. I know they're a
those
good
crazy
brand.
Asians are making over there,
Yeah,
Master Kawasaki.
I think it's Yamaha. Master Kawasaki from the Kingdom Mountains making pianos. He's
Yeah.
like, I'm just trying to make enough for a bag, man.
But yeah, so that's that. I mean, do you have anything else to say about Prince?
Prince,
He was a great artist.
he
He's
was,
definitely made his mark, and
Purple Rain in
you know,
1989
it's.
are the only ones that I can actually name.
And it's funny because you're saying those are on the top charts right
Yeah,
now.
they're all,
Which.
1989 is number 41 on the Billboard charts, and Purple Rain was, what did I say, 13?
Yeah, which, I mean, this is gonna probably be fucked up for me to say, but it's
It's like
great
a
for his
top one.
career.
Oh, yeah.
Death is a good thing for people's careers,
Oh, I mean,
in the entertainment industry.
we all know Tupac's in the Bahamas living it
Well,
up
no,
with his millions now.
like, would Kurt Cobain be as famous as he is if he was alive still?
Probably not. Nirvana and stuff would
Yeah.
be a band, but they'd not be as big still.
And just think, if Kurt Cobain didn't die, there'd be no Foo Fighters.
There would be no Foo Fighters. That's true.
That's a sad thing to
That's
think
very
about.
true. Yeah, no, I love the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, sorry, Kurt, but we choose Foo Fighters over
Yeah, but
you. But.
changes in the universe like that bring, more changes, and I mean, great things can
Yeah,
come from
but
it. I
I'm
mean,
not saying that. It kind of brings me back to my point that like no one really gave a fuck until he died. But now look, two of his songs are on the top 50 charts.
oh yeah.
Like, it's good for his family.
Yeah.
So you got to be thinking like, hey, at least that's good for whoever that money's going to,
Yeah.
family, charities, whatever he had in his will. You know, so that's good. I'm sure he's happy about that.
I feel bad for one of my coworkers.
Was related to him.
No, I actually
Why do you
had
feel bad?
tickets to a summer concert tour up in the Bay Area.
Oh, so you feel bad because now he can't
He
go.
can't go. He bought the
Oh.
tickets and now he's got to get a refund because Prince, is no longer with
It's
us.
such like a fucked up way, like such an American way too, to think about something.
Yeah.
I feel bad because my coworker can't go to a concert because the guy died. I don't feel bad that the guy died. I feel bad that my buddy has can't is missing out on this concert
He has to
now.
try and get his money back for these
Like
damn
he
tickets. It's
has to
like,
go
how do
through,
you do
yeah, he has to
that?
go through this whole process of getting his money back.
Ticketmaster emailing
Yeah.
and
It's fucked up. So anyway, we'll end that and we'll move on to now. So as you guys may have heard, North Carolina has passed a law that requires schools and public agencies to have segregated bathrooms. So people have to go into bathrooms that they're born.
original
Yeah,
from.
so
So
their
if a
biological
tranny.
sex is where they have to go to the bathroom. So if a male to female transgender, she has to go to the men's restroom.
Wouldn't mind that. Okay, honestly, okay, whether the law is effective or not, whether that is a law or not, I think it's a stupid law, first of all.
It's a very dumb law.
It's very
Like,
stupid.
there's.
I mean, this is just basically dividing people. It's another form of, I don't know, segregation.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
I can't stand that. And it's like if I shaved my beard, let my hair grow out, put a fucking bra on, and wore dresses all the time, and I called myself Marquita, it's like that's my choice. I should be able to go wherever I want.
Yeah,
Whether I
and
have a
Mark.
penis or not, how I identify myself is how where I go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, you do all that shit, but without shaving, and we still love you, and we still accept you, so
Yeah, I
don't
got long
worry.
hair,
Yeah.
long beard, and I got my dress on and high heels.
But,
A mountain man in a
like.
dress.
Dude, I went to. When I was up in Portland, I worked at a doggy daycare, and I'm sitting there in the room, and, like, the front area, the front office area, sees out to the main street.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting in the main room with all the dogs, and my coworker is in the office, and then she comes in the main room. She's like, "Hey, Chris, come check this out." And I go into the office and I look out the window. There's a guy hairy as you, beard, hairy legs, hairy
Chest.
arms, hairy chest, everything, in a red dress with red high heels, carrying a red purse, just walking down the street like it's nothing.
Wow.
It's so funny. It's like, all right, yeah.
That's
Just like nothing. And
awesome.
the funny,
Would you, okay, if he
no
came
one's
into,
honking. Everyone's just like, "Hey, it's Portland." Yeah,
it's
so what?
whatever.
No.
Okay, so if he walked into your dental lab and he walked into the
No,
women's
that
bathroom.
wasn't at the dental lab. That was at the doggy daycare.
Oh, doggy date. Oh, sorry. If he walked in there and just asked you guys to use the bathroom, which let's just say you guys are okay with, would you let him go in the women's bathroom?
Yeah.
To go pee?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, as long as they seem harmless and sane, right? I mean.
Well, right, but that's like, you still have to look at it like, goes both ways. You gotta look at like men that you may think are trying to rape men in bathroom. Like, the fact is, you could try to say that the argument is, oh, that puts people at risk for sexual predators. The fact is that there is no evidence of any kind of like transgender violent attacks in bathrooms.
Yeah, there haven't been any.
Yeah, according to like
I've never heard of
American
any.
Civil Liberties Union, they say that there's no evidence to this.
Now, okay. I kind of see where that's coming from. What I get in my mind when I think of that would
But
be.
there's no evidence. There's no
So
evidence to back up that claim.
if I was to be a sexual predator,
I would understand it too if
I
there
could put
was.
on a dress and, go into a woman's bathroom and then go harass women physically and whatever, Like, yeah, but I don't know, man. It's just,
But
it's
someone hasn't.
possible. There's crazies out there like that.
Okay, but someone hasn't done that
Yet.
yet. So why is all of a sudden making these laws gonna change
I don't think
that?
the law should change
Okay, the
until
funny
it
thing
starts
is, here's the
happening,
funny
until it
thing is,
becomes a
here's the
problem.
funny thing. These lawmakers are saying, well, what if someone goes into the bathroom and sexually attacks someone? What
Okay.
if one of these transgenders, these sick-minded people, goes into these bathrooms
Oh.
and messes around with our innocent little children or women or innocent
Okay, first
males?
of all, children should be in the bathroom alone. They should be accompanied by guardians in a public bathroom.
So.
They should be accompanied by an adult, first of all. But I have, yeah, I have. If a woman that became a man came into the men's bathroom and used a fucking urinal stall next to me, I'd say, get out of here, lady. Like,
But that's not what would
it's a
happen.
man because
It would
it's.
be a
She's
female
standing
that
there.
dresses like a male
No, it's a male.
coming into the men's bathroom. It would be a male dressed as a female going into the women's bathroom. This law.
Oh, that's the problem, is the
This no,
male?
this law is making it so men that feel they identify as women would have to go into the men's bathroom. This is such a bigger problem than them going into the women's bathroom. Because
It's
they're only. Okay, this is could be. Like, and these are. This is fucking North Carolina. Seven other fucking
fucking it.
states. And this is sad when I heard seven other states are looking into doing something like this. It's Illinois, Kansas, Massachusetts, Missouri, Mississippi, Tennessee, Wisconsin. Massachusetts, that's surprising.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, making them go into the men's bathroom, that's gonna just put people at risk. You know,
And then,
when right now
you
you
know, a
don't have.
person, a transgender male to female, coming into the male bathroom, I could imagine males that identify as males. There's some people out there that I could imagine trying to call them out and talk shit or start
Definitely.
something.
Well, yeah,
Like,
they have
I
to
could
go. Yeah.
imagine that. That's why I have no problem with, yeah, just let them use the women's room.
Yeah. So like that.
Especially if they have a sex change operation, you don't want to sit on a
Well,
male's
first off, why
in
are
a
you
male's
even
in a
looking
male
into it?
bathroom in a male bathroom, you don't want to sit on a male in a on a on a toilet seat in a male's bathroom.
I don't know about that. I've cleaned public restrooms before.
Women are pretty
And the
fucking nasty
women's
too.
restrooms are way worse than the men's restroom. I am sorry.
Let's
And
just
this
say
isn't
I
just at
worked.
one place, this is at many places. The women's restroom is always worse than the men's
I
restroom.
worked a skating rink in Monterey when it was.
I worked at a stadium before.
Yeah, no, but cleaning the male's room, there would be shit on the floor next to the toilet with toilet paper on top of it, next to it. It's like they had one cheek on the toilet seat and the other cheek was like hanging off between the
Well,
toilet
see,
and the
the bad
wall.
thing about here.
And then the women's bathroom, it's like these little girls that would go skating and their parents would drop them off and leave them. Didn't know how to fucking use a tampon, so they'd be swinging these things around, be blood in the walls, be tampons stuck to the wall, dude. I've
Gross.
seen the worst things you could
Yeah.
ever imagine.
Well, like, see, the bad thing about
Like.
being around here is that there's such a high Hispanic, like, population that they don't flush their toilet paper, they throw it away.
But shitting on the floor!
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Come
just fucked up. But back to like the main topic.
on!
There
Sorry. Yeah.
it's funny because okay, so these people that are for these laws, their biggest thing is we have to protect for, you know, any type of sexual attack. When there's no evidence. There's never been
There's
an
never been
attack.
an
There's
attack.
never been a transgender person to attack someone in a restroom. But the same people that are saying we have to do it to prevent because, yeah, maybe 10,000 transgenders are gonna go into the bathroom and not do anything, but one will, are the same people that say, like, oh, not all gun owners are bad.
Oh my God.
You know,
Oh my
like it's
God.
such a catch-22.
Yeah.
It's like saying like don't blame all of us one type, but we're gonna blame all of you one type when like it's like the same shit.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, I guess you could kind of call it apples to oranges, but at the same time, not really. Like you can make a defense for the comparison.
Yeah, there's,
I mean,
I honestly, I could think of pros and cons in on both sides of this,
I can't think of pros for the
but
bad for the for it.
I think whatever you would identify yourself as, if you even identify yourself as something. You should be able to use the bathroom that you identify yourself as.
Yeah, I even saw Kansas universities in Kansas were offering rewards to students that would report transgenders using the wrong bathroom.
So, are you saying a man that identifies as a
So it means
woman
if you're
using
going
a
to.
woman bathroom, you get points for calling them out?
If you.
Or a man into a woman transgender goes into a man's bathroom, they get called out?
If a male to female goes into a female's restroom or a female to male to a male's restroom and they get caught, a student catches them and reports them, they get money.
The reporter gets money?
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid. Goes
It's
towards
really
your
fucked
tuition,
up.
though, huh?
It's really fucked up because that creates people that are going into bathrooms trying to find people.
Snitches.
And like, come on, what is like the big deal? You go into a bathroom, you do your piss, you do your shit, you know,
You don't fucking hang out in a bathroom.
girls sometimes do, but you don't like look. But you know, no one ever looks at each other. So like, why is it such a big deal? It's a bigger deal if someone that's obviously a male dressed as a woman comes into the male's restroom trying to piss or shit because there's bound to be problems there. Not everybody in
It's like
this
a dude
country
with a
is
full-grown beard
open-minded.
and a red dress goes
Yes.
into a walks into a woman's
Yes,
bathroom.
but.
Yes, it's weird, it's obvious, you know, it's like he didn't
But if.
even try, there's no makeup on, he has a beard
But
and he's in a dress.
we keep going back to this guy that's in, that's probably in our mind overweight with a beard and hairy. That's
I was
not
thinking
all
tall
trans.
and a really tall,
That's not all
skinny and beard.
transgenders. A lot of transgenders go and try to look more the way that they feel. So males that feel more female, they'll try to look more effeminate, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, most of the time, like, look at freaking, you know, what's her name down the street?
Carolina?
Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, she makes herself attempt to look like a woman.
Even on that strut, it's totally male.
It
I just gotta admit. I gotta admit it.
is, it is. But I would have, like, there should be no problem with her using the women's restroom. Because
Yeah,
her using
absolutely.
the male's restroom, and her is probably the more. What you're gonna find in the transgender community, that's probably your more typical transgender, at least male to female. You know, that's that going into a male's restroom at some point is gonna turn bad.
Now, you know,
I
I
mean,
don't think
there's
you've
unisex restrooms where it's just like, fuck,
yeah.
why are you looking at other people? You know,
Colleges have unisex.
like not just that one,
Co-ed,
but
they call
no,
them
but yeah,
co-ed.
but that's like more like. For like
Dorms.
showers and shit, yeah.
Yeah.
But this, but like for like public places, like places in Europe, they have like unisex bathrooms.
Yeah.
You just fucking
Or you
go
go.
in and you
You get a whole stall
use
to
your
yourself.
stall and you do your shit and you leave.
Yeah.
Like,
You know, okay, so I don't think you've seen many episodes of Orange is the New
Malcolm in the
Black.
Middle?
Orange is the New Black.
No, but I have seen
Oranges the New
oranges.
Black. Oranges the New
Orange
Black.
is the New Black. No, but I have seen quite a bit of episodes of Storage Wars.
Okay, get the fuck out of here. My point is, there is
Yep.
a transgender,
Yep.
had the sex change and everything, and he is in a woman's prison because he is now considered a woman. You know?
Yeah.
He's a woman in the prison.
Good.
He's in a woman's prison,
Good for them.
but the women are intimidated because
Well,
it's
yeah,
a man.
because men
You get in
have
a
a different
fight.
DNA. Yeah, they,
The
oof,
physical factor
like
is
the yeah,
crazy.
like the mass behind the
Yeah.
bones and
Oh yeah.
muscle is so much
Just
different than
and plus
women.
he is so much.
But that's not saying that
Oh,
women can't be strong.
she is way taller than any of the other characters on that show too.
Right.
So he
That's
is. She, I'm sorry, she is very tall.
yeah, like that's not to say women can't be strong. I have an old neighbor that I went to high school with. Man, I look at pictures of her. She's fucking doing like CrossFit, buff as fuck. I'm like, damn, she would kick my ass.
You kick your ass, but
Like,
look good, right?
damn. yeah. So I mean, it's kind of fucked up. There's lots of companies that are pulling out of these states doing business, which is great. So hopefully that will kind of do that. We'll keep an update here on what's going on with that, maybe, probably.
Home of the Free, Land of the Judged.
Yeah, right.
And
Did you
then,
just come up with that? Really?
yeah, did it sound good?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was really good.
I thought it sounded
Cool.
like shit, but okay.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
So our let's go to our game review.
All right.
Our game review for this week is Magic: The Gathering.
MTG.
This is a card game that I never thought I would actually get into, but
It's not that bad,
it's
right?
not that bad.
Come
After
on.
all these years, it's so funny that it took me this long to
It's
like
so
play
simple.
my first game.
It's so simple.
So you get cards and do different
You
things,
gotta
and
buy packs and there's rares and some you can get
But the
easily
basics
and
of it is it's a card game. You use different things, and each player, it's two player. Each player has 20 life. You try to get them down to zero life. You win. Different cards do different things to take away
cost
life.
different prices of mana, which are land, basic land, land cards that cost are basically money.
I bought all those packs from work, and freaking, I feel so overwhelmed right now. Like, I have to make like a pack, and I have to like, I want to incorporate some new cards into my other packs, and so like that's why I haven't
A
played for like a
week
week.
now. Yeah, I
Yeah,
haven't played
because like I'm
either.
just like, I know I need to add these cards, but I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Well, let's go over tomorrow. I can help you. I've played before. I'm not ex I'm
I
experienced, but
have
I'm
time
not
in
good.
between probably like 8 after the Leicester City match to 12:30, and then between like, well, after that I'm pretty much booked
Watching
at 12.
sports.
Yeah.
You're more addicted to sports than anybody I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird because I know a lot of people that are way more into sports than I am.
Wow.
Like, way more into
I know
sport.
people that are really into baseball, and I can't sit through an entire game of
Like
baseball. Unless it's live,
most
and
of my
I'm at the
friends
game.
up in Portland are more like, well, not, I wouldn't say most of my friends, but there's a good amount of my friends up in Portland that they're way more into sport. Like, they know,
A lot more
like
stats, and
yeah, it's crazy.
I watch the sport for the game and the team. I don't watch for, oh, look, this player's doing that, that player's doing that. No,
Sometimes I watch for that
I
because
watch it for a
sometimes it's big
team.
moments. I'm kind of disappointed I missed out on Kobe's last game, but I was watching the Timbers, so didn't really matter to me. So this Magic, it was good. It's fun. It's good. What's your rating on it, Mark?
I give it a 10 thumbs up out of 12 thumbs.
Cool. Cool. I am going to give it. I am going. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tap probably 6 mana on it.
Out of how many mana do you have?
I have 6 mana.
You have 6
Well, no,
mana?
wait, no. I have 7 mana.
You have 7 mana
8
and you're
mana.
tapping
I
6.
have 8 mana. Plus, I'm about to play one of those random land ass cards. That's like, you play it and then you get to do some cool shit with it. It's a
Search your deck
land.
for basic
Yeah,
land,
yeah.
or put a certain
Yeah,
creature card
for
from your
basic
graveyard to
land
your
and
hand.
enter it in tapped. So it's like
Okay.
6 tapped out of 7, plus I'm about to play this land one that's about to give me my.
Eighth.
Yeah.
Okay. We usually play the mana first, but
Oh, fuck this shit.
that's fun.
Fuck that shit.
That's fun. That's a good one. So six tap mana out of eight.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a really good rating.
Yeah.
Are you about to play an instant on me?
I'm about to play this instant boner on you. No, I'm about to play this actually kind of a boner instant, because I'm gonna play this instant on Just the Tip with Mark. Just the Tip with Mark.
All right, so I really don't have a tip
Yeah, I figured.
this week,
What's new?
but I would like to say that if you're cutting onions and you don't want to get emotionally attached, which already fucked up. No, my tip this week is When you are caramelizing onions,
Yeah.
you don't need high heat.
Okay.
Yeah, you just want to brown them fuckers and
It's funny.
caramelize them. You don't need high heat.
It's
You're
funny
not
'cause
looking
for
for
a lot of things,
blackness, man. You're looking for
yeah.
brown,
That's my deal.
delicious,
That's my deal. I black them.
sugary, caramelized onions. Don't let them burn. It doesn't work. Even when you deglaze the
Holy
pan,
shit.
you deglaze the pan with oil or water or sherry or whatever you're cooking for caramelized onions to deglaze. Don't burn the fucking things. Low, medium heat is fine. I've sa actually said this tip before. Don't use high heat. You don't need to cook with high heat. You don't. I've said it before. But I'm saying it again in a specific
Yeah.
instance.
So I just let my inner thoughts escape my
Okay,
mind.
go ahead. Cue what you
I
said.
know because you were going on and on. That was like the whole fucking thing. That
I
wasn't
gave the
just the
whole,
tip.
that was the whole
Jesus
shaft.
Christ.
Sorry, I didn't mean to give the whole shaft. I went deep there.
Oh,
I went deep.
that's the
I meant to
deepest
just
little
give the
shit.
tip, but I gave
Yeah.
the I went in a little deeper.
So anyway, we're gonna go to a new segment that I like to call "Around the World in 60 Seconds." So this new segment, it's different news stories that's gonna take us around the world in 60 seconds.
Or more.
All right, so I've only like practiced this once, so let's give it a try here. Oh, do you have a clock?
You want me to do one?
Yeah, let's do a clock.
Let's see. Clock. Timer. Uno momento.
Okay, I'll do a theme song until we get one. Around, round, 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 round the world.
With Chris.
Around, round, 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 round the world.
With Chris.
Around, round, 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 round the world.
With Cricket 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 Chris.
In 60 seconds.
Or less. Cheese shot.
Or more.
Come shot.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
And go.
We start off in the good old US of A. On April 27th, 2016, 12 Kansas City police officers found themselves trapped inside an elevator. Luckily, inside of their own academy building, and were able to receive help from the local fire department, giving them trolling material for years to come. But these police officers weren't the only ones to find themselves stuck in an elevator. Over in China, a 43-year-old woman was found in an elevator. Unfortunately for her luck was not the same as the officers. When she was eventually found, authorities say that she may have been dead for up to a month.
Oh,
In
in an
an
elevator? Oh,
elevator,
keep going. Sorry.
probably from starvation, since you know what they say about Chinese food, you're always hungry a half hour later. This isn't the only fucked up news coming from China, as they are known for being pretty fucked up. Their human rights track record isn't the greatest, so it should be no surprise when Chinese Foreign Minister
Keep
Wang
going.
Yi takes us to. That's time already?
Yeah, that's a minute.
Damn.
Keep going. Keep
Okay.
going. I'm interested.
When Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi takes us to the Middle East with comments on Palestine, he says that Palestine is suffering more than the refugees. I guess what China doesn't get is that these refugees are fleeing from a government that doesn't value human life. Oh wait, China knows that very well. But let's follow the refugees to a place I like to call Deutschland. Germany. Germany has taken in over 476,000 refugees, giving those opportunities and better lives. And with recent talk of some gaining citizenship, it is likely that they will be taking in more. One foreigner who is not part of the 476,000 is a young man by the name of Christian Pulisic, age
Neil?
17.
Okay.
Christian Pulisic is a rising star of the football team Borussia Dortmund. Already imprinting his mark on the Bundesliga, Pulisic has scored twice in his 8 appearances and adding to his resume by being recently captain to none other than the good old US of A. And that's USA, around the world USA, in 60 USA, seconds USA, or more.
USA! I think it was about 3 minutes, but yeah. USA! USA! That was fun. I like that one.
Yeah, that was pretty
wow.
Good.
That was, can you do that next week?
Yeah, I was thinking that'd be pretty fun to do. Like,
all right. Yeah. All right.
Just find different stories to connect around the world because we love the world.
Nice! Yeah. Of course, we love everyone or hate them equally.
So with that, we're going to go to PP with TT.
PP with TT.
Hey, have you guys seen my PP with TT?
I'm trying to get some PP from TT. Have you seen him?
PP with TT?
When I go pee-pee, I don't need no TT.
Welcome to the pee-pee. Can we see your TT?
I need some TP for my TP.
I need some PP for my TT.
I take TP with me for my PT. On those runs, I usually shit myself, so I need some TP on those runs, you know, those PT
That brings
runs.
Us to product placement with Typical Topical. What's your product placement this week, Mark?
My product placement this week is, I can't even think of the fucking name of it. There's going to be a knife brand, a chef knife brand, but you go ahead.
Well, mine is, maple pumpkin custard scented candle. Dude, this shit smells so good. It smells like straight up maple bars.
It smells like maple donuts, honestly.
Yeah, it's great. I really like it. I enjoy it. Yeah. Covers up the smell of weed really good.
Yes, it does. Very well.
Yeah. So that's my product placement.
What did I say mine was?
Something about chef knives. So let's just make up a brand. Your product placement
is... Kankle.
Kankles.
Wait, no,
Kankle. Kankles! Restaurant-style cooking brand knives.
Okay, Heinz ketchup, because it's the first thing that popped up in my Google bar.
Alright, did you know that if you hit the 57 on the... Hold the jar at a 45-degree angle, hit the 57...
On the bottom?
On the bottle. No, not on the bottom. On the bottle, it's towards the neck... Hit the 57, and it'll come out.
The 57 will come out?
The ketchup will come out.
Like, ching, ching.
Yep. So
with
there
ketchup
go.
Gold?
Ketchup gold.
Oh. I like it in the back because it bubbles and spits. I usually aim it at my brother, so.
Okay. So with that, let's close it out here tonight. We got to kind of cut it early because we have things to celebrate and shit.
Besides the podcast, I mean, as much as we love it and we love all of you,
but we
got other shit to do, so yep. Fuck off.
Well, don't fuck off.
Stop nagging.
We love you. Mark, do you have any last thing to say besides telling all of our listeners to fuck off and stop nagging? Because that's pretty rude, and I resent you for that, and I hope that we don't lose any listeners, because if we do, I'm blaming it on you. So
okay,
what's your last
word? I won't
week?
Say that to the listeners, but I will tell you to fuck off and stop nagging. But to the listeners, I love you. Just tonight when you're cuddling your spouse, just think of me that you're holding.
Oh, God.
Think of me.
Don't put that on anybody.
Think of me. No, I think of... I put that on everyone. Everybody.
All right, so with that, just a reminder, you can find us on Facebook at Typical Topical Talk. You can find us on Twitter at Typical_Topical. Listen to us on iTunes, Podomatic,
Double Pod.
I think that's it right now, right?
Yeah, because you haven't, yeah.
I looked into SoundCloud and
Podomatic? Did you say Podomatic?
Oh, no. Yeah, I did say Podomatic. But I was looking into SoundCloud and that shit's, I don't know about that shit.
Yeah, fuck SoundCloud. Let's see the iTunes because it's the most popular anyway.
It seems like you have to, I can't just put in the RSS link to it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
So, but yes, there's that. What else? Oh, like us, love us, share us, touch us, feel us, remember us,
Think of us
communicate
when
with
you're touching
us.
yourself.
Yeah,
I'm
you
okay
can
with
do
that
it.
one.
Yeah, you can
I'm
do
okay with
that
that
one.
one.
And so with that, we would like to say we love you, spread the love, and anything else, Mark?
Like and share us. Please comment. Let us know what we can do better or what we can stop doing because it's horrible.
Or if you're like, hey, it would be funny to hear them talk about this, let
Yeah.
us know because that'd also be cool.
If you have a good topic for the week,
We're open
let
to
us know.
suggestions.
Of course, if there's a topic you want to hear us two dumbasses, awesome podcast hosts,
Or
talk about.
maybe you're like, I have this opinion on something,
Maybe
but I feel weird. Maybe I'm not the
I
only
should
one,
make.
so I want to hear these two guys talk about it, and maybe like someone will. I'm like not the only one that thinks that way.
Yeah.
Cause
Oh,
what?
and a shout out to my cousin, Sabrina. I don't even know if you listen to this, to be honest. But
What a waste of a shout out if she doesn't.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know. I don't know with people. I don't ask enough
She.
questions to people, okay? I'm a
Oh.
very shy guy, okay?
Wow.
But she has a YouTube almost twins. Don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that at
That's the
all.
third time you
I'm not
say
gonna say
that.
it. I'm not gonna try
Is that your
and.
new quote?
No.
Is your wait, hold on.
My
Is
new quote
no
is don't quote
yeah, is that your new
me.
quote?
Don't take that for fact.
On your tombstone, it's gonna say yep, and don't quote me on that. And also, what's good? And Daniel, it's gonna be such a weird tombstone. Everyone's gonna be like, I don't get it. Like inside jokes.
Don't quote me on that is gonna be my quote on my tombstone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, she has a YouTube video. I will do better research next week. Sorry, Sabrina, by the way.
Wait,
We
was
will
she
have to
trying to
do.
use you to plug her YouTube channel?
No, I was trying to use her. I was trying to plug her so then she'd put us on her YouTube channel and then her and her sister on our
Yeah,
podcast.
as long as it's like reciprocated,
Collabor yeah. Oh, dude, it's all about the reciprocation.
like I'm just saying, I hope no one's coming to you like, hey, use your platform to reach out to your millions and millions of fans for my YouTube channel, because you know what? That's not cool. We worked hard for our millions of
You know, to be
fans.
honest, if we actually had
I smoked a lot of weed and took a lot of LSD for us to get these
this
millions and
far,
millions of fans. All right.
these 35 fans, listeners per week. No, no, but I mean, I think it would be nice to actually have a guest that actually would like to promote something, so. Everybody else doesn't have a Twitter or Facebook they want to promote, like
That's
Daniel
because
or
they're fucking lame.
Jessica or Omar.
That's because they're lame. I get Omar because he's trying to become a teacher, and so that shit can backlash on him.
It can, and he just created a Facebook like 2 days before he came on our
Especially if he's trying
podcast.
to like, in the future, fuck his students. Like that'll look bad. That's the worst way to get off
If he's
to
a
start your
drunk on a
career.
podcast.
Yeah, it's the first like the worst way to start your career is like to do this shit. So. Like, so if you're trying to become like a bad teacher that wants to touch your students because you're fucked up in the brain, do not come on our podcast because we'll fucking out you like that, motherfucker. Fuck you, and I hope you get fucked like Jared from Subway in the pen. Wow, that got dark.
I hope he's enjoying that though.
But anyway, love you, Mark.
I love you, Chris.
Spread the love. Love you guys.
Love
Let's take
you.
this shot here and
You
we'll
guys can't
close out.
see it, but I'm giving you the fucking sign language. I love you sign.
I'm giving you the shocker. And
Was vodka. Woo!
we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Love you.